midnight train, no jet plane, no speedboat to usher her to hope. It ain't enough dope in the state of Idaho to make her feel whole. It ain't a strong enough rope to hold the weight of her soul. Cause the love in her heart is slowly departed, and the seeds of her deeds became the loneliest harvest. She replays those moments like doing it enough might somehow change the past and reshape the present. It was 11-11 on August the 4th when the GPS of life forever altered its course. And now the time machine dreams and all the remorse in this world at 40 more couldn't heal up the sore. She just wanted attention. She was dependent on it cause as a child she was showered with it. It don't matter how she get it, hit her or hit her, with the dick or the fist, her own brother used to try to kiss her. Not like on the cheek, like at night when she was trying to sleep. Maybe she kissed him back on occasion. She was a real party favorite, you couldn't hardly make her pick one. Tonight all the boys having big fun. But soon the eagerest beaver looks in the mirror and sees her. Auditors become fun girl fodder. Got her. Settled down to escape, a duplicate of dad, a quaint suburban pad, and soon the two it had their own seed. A reflection of her is full speed in the bliss. It's as if the girl had made a wish and God granted it. Happiness busy planning it, but girls' night, Friday night, she's hammered in. Thinking about the fact that she's still only 23, and plus Lily may not really be Billy. She, in truth, could belong to a multitude of dudes. More lies to disguise the ugly truth than you. She goes home to inform him the ensuing storm leaves her and Lil Lily the mamas and pawpaws. Oh nah, this is hard, y'all. Can you watch her tonight, mom? Cause Paul's off. And me and him and Jim and Ben are hitting Nitro. DJ Tiesto is spinning, but just tonight though. Of course the night turns into a week with no call. And then she finally shows up to find her clothes off. Packed up, so is Lily. And all the dad says is I done raised my kids, that's it. So her and Lily trudge over to Paul's crib, but he ain't having it, no sucker dick slut. They crash landed at Kelly's, a true train wreck. You'd think the party was sober, but it ain't yet. Her and Lily, queens of the city, day and night. Don't eat or sleep, two hearts beat, but it ain't a life. Then one day Billy calls and he's been contemplating the life he had with his favorite girls. The conversation goes well for a spell, but then the chat turns to meeting up, getting something to eat he had earned. A little extra money working on the week.